Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
These are the Keshi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Keshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Welcome to the Keshi podcast, known as the Keshi Tapes. I'm John Hewlett, along with the mighty Favaz.
Hello, Mr. Hewlett.
Yes, sir. All right, this interview is one that you did with George Thorogood.
Yes, I've interviewed him many times, and he's kind of a jerk, John.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's... You know, in person, I've interviewed him twice on video, and he's kind of, I don't know what it is. He likes to interrupt, and he'll tell you kind of the way that it is. He'll tell you off, basically.
Yeah.
I don't think he does here. I think we were on the phone. This was in March of 2021, and I thought that one of the times at River City Casino where I interviewed him, he had been drinking. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Could be wrong. Yeah, yeah.
But I thought I smelled it.
Yeah.
And he's a nice guy. He did an interview with me on the Keshi birthday show last year. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's just whenever I have to interview George Thorogood, I go, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. I think I've interviewed him in the past, too. I don't remember anything about it, but I do remember back in the mid-'80s, he was a Mets fan, and he was at the stadium when the Cardinals and Mets were playing that real important series in 1985, and he was rooting for the Mets. And I just remember not liking him because of that.
I'm sure
tainted my view of his music ever since.
Well, you know, usually every time he loves Keshi, by the way, and he loves St. Louis, and he always brings up the Cardinals, and he brings up Chuck Berry. Now, yeah, I think that he probably does this in this interview, but we'll see.
Yeah. Well, he's covered many Chuck Berry songs.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. George Thorogood from 2021 with Favaz.
George?
Yes.
I got Favaz ready to go, man.
Favaz.
George, how are you, my friend?
Bad.
What's
bad?
I have no idea what he's
going on.
He said, how was I? He bad.
Said, oh, bad.
Bad.
Oh, he's bad to the bone.
Bad to the bone, oh, yeah.
Bad?
Yeah, like bad to the bone. Get it?
Okay, but why are you bad?
I don't know. I just thought I'd sneak by you.
Like a thing, you know.
I'm fine. Thank
okay.
you.
Good. All right, so keep...
I guess he always answers that question with, I'm bad.
I'm bad. Now, I wonder if Billy Gibbons says, I'm bad, I'm nationwide.
Makes me wonder if he wrote that song, Bad to the Bone.
I think he did, and I think the anniversary of it was just a couple months ago.
Yeah, because most of what he's recorded is not his own
it's,
stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot of covers.
A lot of covers, yeah. Mm-hmm. But he has some of his own.
Yeah. Live Alive STL is happening this Friday, Friday evening at 7 o'clock, where it's going to be a 90-minute program, and you can donate online or any amount at keeplivealivestl.org. You can watch it there. You can watch it in the Keshi website. And it benefits everybody that works in the entertainment industry. And, George, when I think of you, I think of you playing at Mississippi Nights, where I saw you many times. And all the bartenders and the waiters and the waitresses will benefit from this thing. I think of a guy like you. What are your thoughts?
Well, that was our first place I think we ever played in St. Louis was the Mississippi Nights. Before it was, renovated and changed and everything, it was was one of our main stops for years. They've changed that. I think it's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Drive there.
It's gone now. They don't even have shows where it was at. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's gone. So there's a casino down there.
The whole street is gone or just the club?
I don't know I haven't been down there in forever, but I know the club has been gone for a number of years. And, you know, that's why I just remember you playing there, man. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's gone, and I was there I guess a few months ago for a barbecue thing, and I stood where Mississippi Nights was.
Yeah.
And it's a parking lot.
Oh, yeah. I know. There's nothing to remind you of that place at all there.
And there should be.
Oh, yeah. Man, what tremendous. Sometimes St. Louis just blew it when it came to the history of its music. Crestwood blew it with Casey in the facility out there when we were out there in Crestwood.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, that location down there, and there are others, too. You know, Edwards in the Loop tries to preserve as much as he can, and some of the stuff, you know, photos, and we got the Blues Hall of Fame downtown. It's just not much preserved of St. Louis music history.
There, with you know, we Garrett and Stacy Enlow have done the Mississippi Nights coffee table book, which is really good. And thank God we have that, because that's probably the only memory that we have. You know.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. And the last time I was in Mississippi Nights was for a Bob and Tom show.
Wow. You know,
when they were doing the morning.
That's, Bob and Tom. Yeah. Suck.
And I was I remember I was out on the fire escape out there in the back, watching the boats go up and down the river, talking with Bob for a while, and then Chick McGee, who was in the show, and it was like, I think it was a night in April. It was just, I just, for whatever reason, I'm so glad that night got logged into my brain.
As
you know, one of my memories of Mississippi Nights. You know,
oh, good.
And I remember one of the first times we played there, the heating there was kind of suspect, and was our first time playing there, and we were a trio, and we went backstage, and I was completely drenched with sweat, and I walked in. And people walked in to do an interview with me, and believe it or not, I was standing there because of the heat of my body and the coolness of the air. Steam was coming off of my body, and the guy said, "Oh my God, the guy is smoking! He's smoking!"
You did look bad.
What they say about this guy?
You did look bad to the bone on that occasion, well, for sure.
Oh, since you brought it back up, I thought I'd check on bad to the bone, and bad to the bone. Excuse me, still got that damn cough.
Me too.
The song adapts the hook and lyrics of Muddy Waters' 1955 song, Mannish Boy.
Oh.
So he took that song and then kind of rewrote it.
Rearranged
it. So it's not a pure George Thorogood written song.
Well, it was just a funny coincidence.
So, George, you know, you're a guy that, you know, you've played the blues your whole life. You've played every kind of venue. You've played those kind of bars. You've played bigger venues. What does an organization like Keep Live Alive STL mean? You know, they've had these in other cities, you know, to benefit people in the entertainment industry that, you know, all these shows have been postponed or canceled. What does that whole thing mean to you?
Well, it means that if you look at all over the world, the world of music is a sisterhood and a brotherhood in all different ways. I mean, everybody contributes to what's going on. I mean, everybody, like you say, from the waitresses, the bartenders, the promoters, the club owners, the fans, the bands. One can't function without the other.
Right.
So it's like everything's an important component to keep the whole. Whole machine rolling. So, you know, we can't forget those kind of things. And some people like yourself and others have, dedicated their whole life to these kind of things. Now we're falling on hard times and we're going to do something about it. You know, keep people going and keep them ready when they hit the green light again. You know what I mean?
Yes. You know, and you're one of those guys. I mean, you know, you have your list of techs that you bring with you, but it's the local crews at each venue that help out your techs. What can you say about the local crews that handle your boys?
Well, we've never been disappointed by them. You know, our management can talk better about that. They come in and get there at 7:30 in the morning, and they have a local crew waiting for them. And I've never heard any complaints yet.
That's cool. We're talking to George Thorogood on Casey. And George, speaking of, you know, getting back to normal and having some shows, I know we're going to have some shows. I'm just going to do my little tease here. Then you can do your little tease. Friday, we might be announcing a show that you could be doing in St. Louis. Is that correct?
I'm sorry?
We're announcing maybe a show that you could be doing in St. Louis. Are you aware of that?
Not bad to the bone right now, is he?
I am.
And so that was my little tease. Now it's your turn to do your tease for the announcement on Friday.
Let me tell you something, boss. We don't tease. We do the real thing. We give it to you.
I don't know what
he's
talking about. But we don't tease. I don't know what you're talking about.
You kind of didn't get his joke at the beginning. He didn't get yours right here, I guess.
You know, we don't do any of that tease.
The way it goes sometimes.
Oh, well. You know, there's nothing subtle about the Destroyers, okay? Yes,
I know that very well. So Friday, we're going to be announcing something involving George Thorogood and the Destroyers. So what have you been doing with yourself during this pandemic, George? You haven't been able to go out on the road, and you're a road dog. What's been going on with you?
Well, I've been, you know.
Been drinking one bourbon, one scotch, one beer every day.
Okay.
Doing.
What else you been doing?
Playing with the bone.
You know, wearing a mask and keeping my distance and getting my shots.
Yeah.
You know, keeping informed as much as I can about the pandemic all over the world. You know, trying to, I just do my part to, you know, do the right thing. You know, what the scientists and doctors and president are telling us to do. You know, which is the way to go. So I'm into that. I'm confined to the Thorogood headquarters, but they always. You know, when I'm off the road, they always put Thorogood in solitaire anyway.
So that's true.
I'm not really missing much.
I think he meant a solitary. He said solitaire.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't
know. He's playing cards.
I could be wrong.
Spent a lot of time playing cards.
As far as, you know, the way things are kind of locked down these days, I'm locked down too. So I say, well, I'll play my guitar, get some exercise, and as much rest as I can.
So let me ask you, George, I know you're looking forward to getting back and going out on tour and playing, but
Who do you love?
No. Have any time to see any other
it's one of his songs.
Bands that you might
another cover
be interested while you're out and about?
Unfortunately, no. I wish I did. Actually, when we're out and about, it has to be something, you know, really sensational or something big that I just absolutely can't miss.
Right.
You know, for something like that, I don't want to ever miss, you know, Tom Jones or Paul McCartney and things like that.
Sure.
My wife and her friends went to see Tom Jones.
So did Ray Collier, our music director.
Yeah, they said he killed it.
He was awesome. Yeah.
That's in his 80s.
I would love to see. I liked him a lot back, you know, in the late 60s, you know, when I was like 4 or 5. I would love to see him.
Yeah.
But when we're off the road, it's like, well, how close are we to Bush Memorial Stadium number 2? We got a night off. Let's go.
Yeah.
I will say this, and I got to say this, that the St. Louis Cardinals, I was like,
here we go, John.
Am I allowed to talk about that?
Yeah. Well, of course you'd be. My partner in the morning is the PA announcer at for the Cardinals games for the last hundreds of years, it seems like.
Well, here's a city that has...
I don't give a crap about that.
What do you have, about 3.5 million people in your city?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit less than that.
2.5. Mm-hmm. He missed it by 1 million.
Yeah, some city in
3 million?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now...
Still 500,000 off.
The St. Louis Cardinals draw close to 4 million people every year.
They've never drawn 4 million. Or even
he said
close
to 4.
Not even close. I think maybe 3.5.
I won't argue because you know everything about the Cardinals.
I don't think they've ever gotten close to 4 million.
No.
No.
I don't think so.
Now, Los Angeles has 20 million people. They draw 4 million people. The Tokyo Giants.
I don't think they've ever drawn 4 million either.
Draw 4 million people. The St. Louis Cardinals. At 3 million people in the city, they draw close to 4 million people. That means everybody in the city comes to every home game. And that is incredible fan support. And I brought that up to some people. I said, that is really a phenomenon. That is incredible. And the person I was talking to, they went, yeah, well, they win. I went, well, that might have something to do with it.
But those people are there whether they win or lose, though, man. That's the cool part about it. You know?
It is. But there's no, getting around it.
For the most part.
For the most part, yeah.
Cardinals have now nosed out the other competition in the National League as the class of the National League. They have the most world championships.
Got that right.
They have the most pennants. So they've taken over the king's spot in the National League. So that's pretty cool. I remember those times I'd go to St. Louis and whatever I was doing, eating in a restaurant or doing a radio interview or whatever, and I'd mention Stan Musial and people would smile.
Absolutely.
Now I go to St. Louis, I mention Stan Musial, and they wipe a tear out of their eye.
Right.
Now that's a legend.
Yeah, that's a legend for sure. So that's what you do on your days off. You go to baseball games instead of if you don't go to see other people in concert.
We used to. We generally do it if there's a new ballpark that we've never been to.
Ah, I see.
I was fortunate to get to the St. Louis ballpark when they played the Dodgers in the playoffs.
Ah.
And the Cardinals won.
Hey!
Of course.
It's because you were there. No, John.
Well, I don't know about.
Hey, he's talking about the Cardinals and the Dodgers in the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
not the Cardinals and the Mets.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he was in town and it was just the playoffs and the Cardinals and the Dodgers. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know how to explain. I mean, either that or he's senile. I don't know.
That, but
or you. Well, George, thank you for everything over the years, for St. Louis, for Casey, for all the great music, for playing places like Mississippi Nights and the pageant and things like that. And this Keep Live Alive STL.org. You can watch that Friday night, 7 o'clock. It's a 90-minute special. It'll feature some of the most iconic venues that George has played, many performers and personalities, interviews, and you'll be able to donate some of your money and whatever you can give. We'll take it. And it goes straight to the people that are affected by the pandemic that work in the entertainment industry. And George, we just want to thank you for your help and support.
And on a final note, God bless Chuck Berry and Bob Gibson.
Oh, that's right. Thanks, George.
Okay, guy. Bye-bye.
All right.
That's it.
He got Bob Gibson in there, and he got Chuck Berry in there.
Yeah. I respect him for having the respect in return for, you know, these great St. Louis icons.
And
St. Louis figures.
And he knows St. Louis very well.
Yeah, he does. This has been a really good town for him. And mainly because of KC Radio playing his stuff back in the early 80s. You know?
Yeah, and he recorded a live record here, too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
Mississippi
yeah.
Nights or the Fox Theater or whatever. So, you know, it's just, he knows where his bread is buttered.
Yeah, he's a good guitar player, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to give him quality props for that because, you know, playing the blues and doing it because, you know, people who fake the blues, they don't last long.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And he's not a fake.
He's not a faker.
Yeah. All right, there you go. Thanks for listening to the Casey podcast today, the Casey Tapes. I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Instagram. I'm Johnny Hewlett.
What happened to Twitter, John?
Oh, Twitter too, yeah, STL. But I'm trying to pump up the Instagram because I'm way behind on the Instagrams.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, AMF to you.
Bye.
The KC Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of KC, go to KC95.com or the KC mobile app.